Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy, Cosmic Love for Saturday, July 25th, 2015. It's my great pleasure to have on the show today Jeanine Just, the Visionary Success Strategist and Founder CEO of Visionaries University. I gave a little bit of an introduction. For some of you, the email I sent out, those were on my list, and others who went to the Cosmic Love homepage or the VBS homepage got a brief introduction. There's some links there, some of which we'll be discussing, the 4D energy shift symptoms, clues, and warning signs, things that are going on with the energy shifts of the planet, consciousness, and what a lot of people are feeling these days. So I thought I'd give a little bit of an introduction to Jeanine from that information. She's been pioneering success strategies from the inside out since 1984. Her work has been lauded by a large variety of visionary leaders, managers, innovators, community builders, corporate refugees, and the new category of paradigm shifters, cultural creatives, edgewalkers, authentic entrepreneurs, conscious capitalists, and solutionaries. As an advocate for conscientious self-growth principles that turn dreams into reality, Jeanine has become well-known globally through the internet and locally with her seminars in California. Or as one Los Angeles Times article said about Jeanine, she's a trailblazer, a catalyst for change. So on this episode of Cosmic Love, we'll be discussing Jeanine's views on the big shift in the field of Earth's energies, the frequency shift that is accelerating conscious evolution with inevitable side effects for those who are stuck in negativity. And you can see, again, Jeanine's recent article, that 4D energy shift symptoms, clues, and warning signs to be aware of what's in the works for a lot of us. A lot of people are experiencing strange energies, kinds of feelings of being tired, confused, depressed, sick at heart about their lives and the world at large. Again, there's a lot of stuff out there to be concerned about, and we'll be talking about what you can do about it, the attitude, the Trump's aptitude for a higher altitude that sees the larger terrain of opportunity amidst problems. So this, the kind of the theme of Cosmic Love is that the more we are part of the solution to the problems of others, the more we ultimately succeed personally and collectively. So thank you, Jeanine, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
I am so excited to be here. There's I've been through my own shift since about the 12th of the month, and that's kind of what reconnected us. You said, is it ascension or descension? I really wasn't sure for a while, but I think now that I've made it through another narrows, you know, and I'm just so happy that I know about this stuff, because so many people don't understand out of the clear blue why they're dealing with a particular health crisis that they're dealing with, or a sense of depression or whatever it is. And I like to call it my mountaintop views. And
yeah.
I try always to understand things from a bigger picture and then break it down into what I need to do, or what clients need to do on the smaller scale. So I'm just really glad we're here today, because these energies have intensified here the first part of this year, and they are kind of like Southern California traffic. You know, we've got like six or eight lanes in each direction, to all trying to go 75 or 90 miles an hour all the time. And
yeah, well, I've been kind of tuning into this since the first of the year too, and to me, it's I kind of fit the term that you use of edge walker. You know, the razor's edge, and for me, it's I've been kind of dealing with this issue of there is this evolution, devolution, you know, edge, where a lot of people are, you know, there's the scripture about this, about many people waking up to salvation, other people waking up to contempt. And it's kind of like a lot of the cycles that are going on. There's disintegration cycles of the old paradigm, but there's reintegration cycles of the new paradigm. So the shift of and it's not one or the other. It's like simultaneous, you know.
Right.
and it causes a kind of a cognitive dissonance. You know, there's an upward mobile thing going on, and there's a downward spiral thing going on. And it's in the collective field. Now, individually, you know, the idea, and I like that graphic that you included in that piece that we'll be going into on 40 energy shift symptoms, about, the, you know, I call it the vortex, the energy vortex between the upward spiral and the downward spiral. You know, there's that the center of the storm or the center of the hurricane, which is like the harmonious calm. And if you, and of course, the idea is to be centered and connected, you know, so that you don't spin off into the storm. And a lot of people are spinning off and going, you know, when I say into the storm, it's like a part of that can be like, the storm can be like depression, you know. It's there's just a lot of people that are experiencing, I think it's what the depression of, you know, the depression of the soul, witnessing like the desecration of life in the world. You know, it's like their spirits are tampered. So I thought it'd be really good to discuss more understanding of what's going on. And you did this article, and you sent this to me recently, 40 Energy Shift Symptoms, Clues, and Warning Signs. I thought it was really excellent. And of course, I took it and ran with it, and I thought it'd be a good workup to work from, and I provided that link in the copy.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, because it's really important. Words are fine, but, you know, being able to read something kind of anchors it in the third dimension and makes it more personalized, and so I thank you. I know you put a lot of time into doing this, because I know how that goes. Time kind of disappears, you know.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah. Yeah.
But these are just really amazing times that we're in at the moment, and I try really hard to explain to people that this isn't something that they need to personalize. In fact, the more they impersonalize it, the better off they're going to be, because it's not about us. It's about this huge, as you were saying, evolution, the disintegration of the old, the bringing in of the new. And, you know, many years ago there was the song, the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
Well, I really think it's here. And
yeah.
There was a window as the Piscean age closed, and then the, you know, the opening of the Aquarian age. And so a lot of people showed up on this planet in the mid-1800s, that, you know, early even 1800s, I like Mark Twain a whole bunch, but, you know, it's like Mary Baker Eddy and these people that started this shift to happen. And if listeners get anything out of this, it's like the worst is behind us. I know when you watch the media and that, it's hard to believe, but the shifts have taken place, and the last place we see them is in the third dimension. So if people look around, I call it being a what-isn-ary versus a visionary. And a what-isn-ary sees what appears to be and then energizes it by talking about it, worrying about it, or whatever. And we need to be visionaries now. And a visionary is kind of like Don Quixote. You know, they thought he was nuts, but, you know, he saw his squire and his lady and all these people as who he wanted to see them as, and not maybe what the world saw them as, and so they labeled him nuts. But really, I think he was on to something.
Yeah.
And I think we need to live this way now. And many years ago, I was watching Larry King as he interviewed the Dalai Lama. and there had been some kind of a big, horrendous event, and the Dalai Lama was sitting there, and Larry King said to him something like, well, what do you think about blah, 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 blah? And he said, well, you know, I really don't have any opinion. I'm not connected to it at all. I don't even know what you're talking about. And you know, that's really what we need to be doing right now.
Yeah, don't take things personally. It's one of the four agreements, you know.
Is it really?
Yeah, don't take things personally. I think it's the first of the four agreements.
Oh, my.
You know, and really it begins, I think, you know, in a lot of the mysteries, they refer to the cosmic clock with the four quadrants, the four archetypes of Jung. And the first one is referred to, the first quadrant is recorded, the impersonal impersonality. In other words, it's nothing person. It's the justice that just is.
Wow.
And the second one is, of course, the personal, the impersonal personality, or, you know, which is like your higher self or your Christ self. It's not real personal, it's your higher self, you know. But the third quadrant gets into the, you know, the from alpha to omega, goes into the more the mother flame, and it becomes the personal personality. And then the last quadrant is the personal impersonality. But it's, you know, so there's a whole range of relationships, you might say, with the higher and the superconscious, the subconscious, and of course where it meets in the conscious. And that's one of the reasons I've liked your work. And over the years, you know, I've had you on the show two or three times over the last 8 years. You know, I've been doing the show, and I've seen the material that you do. And you have a way of discussing languaging of consciousness and conscious awakening, you know, process, and, you know, what you do with that as far as involving and evolving conscience. And we talked about this, you know, before the show, that as you become conscious of how you are conscious, you develop more of a conscience with the capital C, you know, that reflects and perfects wholeness or lack thereof. In other words, this is what's going on with a lot of people waking up to eternal salvation in terms of self-elevation. You know, they're the upward mobile spiral, or they're waking up to eternal contempt, as far as contempt for all the negative stuff, you know, and I call it stuck in negativity. If you get stuck in negativity, which is some people call sin, S-I-N, stuck in negativity, you know, wow. If you get stuck there, then it's just like the contempt is like just one of a whole range of perspective of negative feelings about everything. And so this vortex that you refer to in your graphic, and that's in that article, I thought we might go into that. Do you want to begin reading from the, you know, as like us doing a reading and you doing the first part and then I do the color part, or do you have that in front of you there?
No, I have it in front of me, yes.
Okay.
I printed it out. I want to talk about that graph first because...
Okay.
Most of us have been conditioned to live on planet Earth and perceive things from a three-dimensional, five-sense reality. And we make assumptions about ourselves, about choices and decisions we make in this world, based on that perception, which is just, you know, a version of reality. So... what happens is, right now, and you talked about being in the eye of the storm, so if the cone on the upper top is our multidimensional self, and our 4-5D self, and all those energies of ascension are trying to pull us up, and
yeah.
Then we have the third dimension, and a lot of that is, you know, triggered by the media, is
yeah.
trying to pull us down and keep us contained. So one of the things I've been noticing this year is how the energies of the Cold War between Russia and the United States, they're trying to get that, you know, stir that up in 3D reality. They're trying to stir up the powers that be, you know, trying to stir up the black and white issues of the 60s, But
yeah, the dregs of the Piscean age.
That's perfect. So, you know, there's a part that wants to pull us down, and there's another part, and you talked about it earlier, the higher self wants us to just slither up through that, you know, center
yeah.
area and just move into the higher frequencies. Some people are actually calling it a new earth. You know, we've got the old consciousness, the old paradigm of third dimension, and then we have the higher frequencies. I don't really see them as two different earths. I just see different consciousness, you know.
Right. You see the earth differently. You see everything differently.
Perfect.
The man of God sees God in all man, you know, kind of a thing. So the eye of the storm, and I love that metaphor, the eye of the hurricane, where it's the harmonious calm.
Yep.
You know, I love this, you know, calming the mind, stilling the mind, like a still mountain lake that reflects the heavens, but also you can see through the still waters to what's swimming around below the surface.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so the important part right now is for anybody listening to us is to find ways to get oneself centered in your own vertical energy. We have horizontal energy, we have vertical, the God energy, and whatever it takes, you know, and whether you have to pet your cat or dog, or whether you actually go into meditation, take yourself to the beach and watch the waves move back and forth, or whatever it takes, but stay in that place of centered alignment. And one of the things I really, really am constantly pushing is to have people make a gratitude and appreciation list daily.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is, and I'm just as guilty of it as anybody else, you know, I get this and then I think, oh, great, I got that now. For a long time I lived in Laguna Beach and we had very high rent district, if you will. But, you know, most people didn't have a washer or dryer, and many of us who rented had to go to the laundromat. So when I moved to the mountain up here, I bought myself a wonderful used washer and dryer. Well, now it's part of my everyday life, and I take it for granted, and I go, do you remember when you had to go to the laundromat? So really being appreciative, get out a pad of paper and write down how grateful you are for your grandparents or for having hair on your head or for your creativity or ingenuity, you know, but things that are really real for you, things that you can really wrap, you know, your energy around, and that will impel you into the higher frequencies. And when you get impelled into the higher frequencies, then what happens is the stuff just flows in.
And yeah, the attitude of gratitude like magnetizes higher frequencies. It doesn't cost
any money either, you know?
It's like the Holy Spirit of love and action, you know? And some people refer to it as the violet flame or the... And it's a frequency of joy. There's a peace, joy, and just a knowingness that, you know, like I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, winning from the beginning. You know, I like to take off and run with that sometimes.
So I would like to ask you to define cognitive dissonance.
That's a good point. There's the harmonious calm where the still mind, you know, will reflect and perfect. Awareness of superconscious, subconscious, you know, in a full conscience, with the full conscience. Cognitive dissonance is when there's a ripple in the surface, and you get conflicting messages. You're no longer reflecting and perfecting the heavens. You can't see below the surface into the subconscious and what's swimming down there, because you know the surface is. So cognitive dissonance in general and frequencies, when there's dissonance, it's like the opposite of harmony. And when there's harmony, and of course there's a thing with being a creative, people that are creative, if they can't maintain their harmony, it's very difficult to be creative. And the reason for that is because, you know, the creative energy is like working on all levels, upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. But if there's dissonance, you know, on those dimensions, you might say.
So the gears jam.
The gears jam, yeah. And keeping harmony, the first principle, and sometimes referred to as heart coherence, mm-hmm. Heart math and all these, organizations that refer to coherence, they're talking about it's actually a frequency of the heart rhythm when it's actually a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of harmony and joy and compassion and love and action, that when there's an actual frequency for that. Some people say it's 528 hertz. I've had a guy in my show, I think one of my last shows on sound healing, and he says, nope, it's not 528 hertz. It's got, and of course there are different people talk about different frequencies, but you get a lot of technical dissonance. You get experts in the field that have a lot of dissonance among themselves. They can't agree, mm-hmm. And so you've got, but cognitive dissonance in society is what the mainstream media does. That's their specialty. I think it's their dark side purpose. In other words, if there was really a centered and connected thing in the media that was really about wholeness and healing and enlightenment, the global transformation would happen very, very quickly. I mean, free energy technology would be liberated, holistic healing technologies. You would become forefront of medicine. It would become more self-care and informed choice and self-healing, self-learning, self-government, self-everything. Owning your own life, learning, health, business would become, and it would be congruent with basically universal quantum principles of the quantum laws, fractal order of the holographic universe. In other words, we'd have heavy, when I say the process towards evolving consciousness, heaven on earth, cleaning up the environment, getting rid of all the polluting petrochemical stuff and having free energy technology, all this would be liberated in a heartbeat. And of course, the economics and politics, is what, those who own and control the human and physical resources of the planet, they're the ones that create the cognitive dissonance because they don't want people waking up because, they're like the 1% of the 1%, at the top of the pyramid of moneyed power, the banksters. they own and control. To them, as long as they want the petrochemical, they're, making a killing. Literally, on the medical industrial complex, the petrochemical industrial complex, and all these complexes that are very, they could be eliminated basically, and in time they will be. It's a process, and you, from a philosophic and not taking a personal perspective, it's this too shall pass. It's all in process. There's a dynamic and a process. It's all in divine order, and people are waking up, and each to their own BS belief system that creates cognitive dissonance that keeps them from seeing how good things could be. But that graphic is, it really kind of says it. It kind of references the vertical dimension. That graphic of the vortex mm-hmm. coming up and the vortex going down. The understanding of, I like to use the analogy of the language of light. They might say the pure white light hits the prism of, is like a vertical dimension, hits the prism of human consciousness from upper brain to lower brain and refracts into all the colors of the rainbow. And so the horizontal consciousness, most people are on certain bands of the color spectrum at a time, and they're not full spectrum. Often, we're not just fully enlightened, full-spectrum light beings. We're just like on one spectrum or another. And the patterning...
We have a spectrum in different areas of our life.
That's exactly right. And different people come in with a different attainment on different on the spectral dimension. They have, some people come in that, they're very much into, blue, the power. You might say they're really into owning, controlling their power, and that's like their dominant focus in life. Other people come in that are in on the green healing ray of truth and healing, and others are just enlightened, very wise. They got a lot of yellow spectrum is very strong, and you got other people that are more on the red end of the spectrum, and they're very emotional about things. They respond, they process mentally through their emotions, so you might say.
Yeah. And that's interesting because In 1980, I had a very severe health crisis, and I learned about the colors that we are. And
yeah.
I was functioning as red and blue when I came here to function as a violet, as a purple.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, how interesting. It's the lower frequencies. Those colors were, you know, needed to make that, but I didn't know about that at the time.
Yeah, ultraviolet, is, of course, considered the highest frequency. And the whole spectrum of frequencies, and which are the higher frequencies. We've had the most beautiful rainbows this last week here in Montana. We up against the mountains. I mean, we're talking about iridescent, gorgeous, full double rainbows just
wow.
all across the valley. And I've marveled at that, you know, what light does, you know, how nature creates that. And actually, this is what goes on, there, you know, there's with light language and consciousness. I've have several articles on this on my website, because the metaphor of, you know, the light of consciousness, the light as consciousness, this enlightenment process, which is really what's going on with the global internet. There is no time or space anymore. I mean, it's just amazing. We can talk like this, and it can stream into all 24 time zones, you know, in 63 nations.
That's just amazing.
Worldwide, and there's no time or space. The show's archived, so it's like in the future, it's still anyone can listen to it for free. And the understanding of, you know, there's a global village and a global consciousness, and it's basically we're just all beginning to wake up, wise up, and rise up to an awareness of ourselves as a holy whole. You know, we're one, it's the global mind, and we're all separate. There's individualization, but it's almost like different facets of the same hologram, and they're beginning to connect, you know, all these facets of this hologram, this global mind, this global consciousness is maturing, and we're becoming aware of how we're conscious, and the light language is a good tool for that, because it follows, you know, basically natural law. I mean, right in the center of the color spectrum in angstrom units is the brightest all colors, yellow, and the healing color of green that's in, you know, all the chlorophyll and photosynthesis, and
wow.
And you've got the two ends of the spectrum, like doctors, you know, the blue end of the spectrum and the red end, like Scotty in Star Trek, you know, who's very fiery, emotional, and on the other end of the spectrum is Spock, you know, who's very cool, calm, and collected, intellectual, but doesn't have much warm feeling. And then you've got Captain right in the middle, who has both of them, you know, pretty much balanced. And of course, that's in leadership. The idea is to, you know, number one, not be a dimwit. You know, you've got to pull. You've got to have enough. You know, basically, light. This and intention is where the pure and with heart coherence is what really pulls it down or centers and connects it in the eye of the storm. You might say that's
now,
where you
interesting,
get.
Interesting. It's interesting. You've talked about heart coherence this morning, which like never happens for me. I woke up with a massive headache.
Really?
And yeah. And I have this cold laser, and I always say I love my laser, but I put it on coherence, and I put it on the top of my head in my crown chakra, and then I put it on the sides of my head, and then if I put it right on my nose, it goes into the pineal and the pituitary glands, and it was almost like magic. I just
really?
Don't get headaches. But
yeah.
I woke up with it this morning. I don't know if I was fighting in another dimension and
wow.
and then got dropped back into this one and prematurely or whatever. But it was just really interesting how within 10 or 15 minutes, it was all gone. And I used coherence and unity.
Yeah.
There's two programs. There's like 12 or 14 programs in my laser. But whatever it was, you know, integrated whatever was the trigger, and I was really happy about that. But I want to get back now and talking
yeah.
about the energy shift symptoms, clues, and warning signs, because so often we get, you know, blindsided by something. You wake up in the morning and boom, you know, there's you got something you're dealing with, and the first thing that most people do is they think, well, I better call the doctor. And I ask people to not do that and to look a little bit deeper, because right now, and again, for the rest of this year, the energy is just going to intensify. So what I see happening is wherever there are energy blockages in one's body, and most of the time we unconsciously, you know, had a hurt of some sort and we stuck it, you know, in our left rib or whatever we did. And then, you know, it shows up 10, 15, 20 years later and you go, what's this? And
yeah.
And so I think it's really important right now that your listeners have a conscious understanding of some of the options and choices. And I'm glad that it's on your website, because we're not going to cover all of these. But there's some that I want to cover specifically, because for people who have been on the spiritual path and working with themselves and so on, I find that, myself included, we don't like to have to feel depressed. We don't like, you know, to be out of sorts, so to speak, you know, and it's not all love and light, because sometimes we have to, you know, go out and purge some of this stuff. So one of the things that can happen, whether it's the catalyst is a CME, you know, or a weather change, or I'm an empath, so I tend to feel things that are going on around the earth. So if
in the collective consciousness.
Yeah. And I have to remember not to claim it. It's not mine, you know.
Yeah.
But I still, it my body is,
You can feel when there's a tremor in the force.
I can, and especially when there's an earthquake, like over in Turkey or something like that. I rarely listen to the news, and I don't have cable TV, and I only put things on my TV that I choose to watch. And but I don't need that other stuff, because I my body will give me feedback. So one of the things that's been happening here lately is people have been what I call raw, as old resentments and fears or issues.
Yeah.
Are surfacing again, and you go, God, I thought I handled that. But this stuff kind of comes up in like a rapid fire.
It gets triggered. It gets triggered by different things. Some of the things are things that trigger them in the collective unconscious when there's a lot of fear. That'll trigger stuff for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is this stuff comes up, and I refer to it as it being a side effect of stuck in negativity, because you've got the energy of the planet is increasing in frequency, and when you've got dissonance with that frequency, you don't claim it. If you go beyond it and maintain that philosophic calm, you know, where you don't hook with it, where you don't
mm-hmm.
connect with it. Otherwise, you go into it and
you bury, get buried alive. So one of the things
can.
That's happening is. People are misplacing things, and I oftentimes hear people say to me, it's a senior moment. I go, I don't think it's of it as a senior moment. I see it as a multidimensional merge, because we're in the third, you know, functioning along, and then all of a sudden we get zapped into a higher frequency, and until we come back into this frequency, we can be looking right at something we're trying to find, whether it's a lost ring or, you know, some food that we were going to eat or whatever, and it's just gone.
And that's one way of looking at it. The other way is that basically you just go into a dissonance, and to where you're disconnecting. You know, whether it's a higher frequency or you've got you might say a rupture from lower frequencies.
Yeah.
and at any regard, there's a body mind connection that I went into, in this article, and I go more into the concept of a lot of consciousness, and I'm kind of an empath too, you know, like I'm really into astrology, and I'll wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and say, what's going on, and go to the computer and find out there's a grand, square grand cross going on in cardinal fire signs.
Oh, good.
You know, and it's like I'm sensitive like that. It's like a language I've tuned into, and I understand that a lot of times that's the trigger. A lot of times people, and it's different for every individual because everyone's got a different bioenergetic matrix.
Exactly.
Their astrology, psychology, the whole understanding of how bioenergetically we're unique. That's that whole Chinese thing going back to, you know, of course they developed acupuncture, but they were into bioenergetic anything, and they explain that the order of the universe is internalized in the womb, you know, for the single fertilized cell. When it goes through over that 9 months of gestation from one cell to two cells to four, 16, 32, that tension release and tension release is in the field of the womb, which is like the 12 lower vertebrae are actually resonating with the 12 constellations and step downing the energies so
wow.
that all that tension release that's going on, this is the Chinese order of the universe. They've explained it, that the field, what happens is that it creates a bioenergetic matrix. So when you take the first fire breath, your biological clock begins ticking, and the kingdom of heaven is within you. The bioenergetics of the universe, the 12 constellations, are stepped down through those 12 lower vertebrae into the bioenergetic womb so that that we are each, you know, like the whole evolution of from a single fertilized cell to the evolution, you know, in 9 months' time, it's like we have the kingdom of heaven within us, and it continues to interface. I mean, the heavens keep moving, but our biological clock, people get triggered in different ways. They're called transits, and as the transits go on, a lot of people are triggered. A lot of times, what's really going on with people is their astrology, psychology.
Mm.
So that's another dimension of it. I just thought I'd reference it. It's not just one thing. This cognitive dissonance and the triggering effect whereby people going into just, brain fog and mental funk or whatever, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there.
During an energy shift, and like you said, people have different ways of experiencing it. I like to start out with the premise that I'm never in the experience for the reasons I think.
Right.
And then start my search engine. Well, if that's not what it is, what is it? And I start looking. A couple of things that are real important, digestive disorders. You know, the GI tract is really important part of our health. And when it gets disruptive, there's a domino effect. The other thing is teeth problems. You know, I'm a big chicken when it comes to pain, but I guess that's relative too. But a lot of my energy shifts hit my teeth. So what does that mean? It means that they will be maybe one or two that kind of hurt, or they're all just totally sensitive. And this has to do with the electric and the magnetic energy shifts that are going on. And so my chiropractor taught me years ago that when I get that imbalance and then I get pressure in my teeth, to get out, it's a cassette tape head demagnetizer, and mine plugs in, and I stick it usually in my ear, and then I go all the way along my upper gum up to my other ear, and then in the ear, and then I come down the bottom gum, and I just demagnetize. I get some of that magnetic energy out of there, because my body, that's where, you know, it tends to hit oftentimes.
That's because you have a very strong jaw, which references your strong will.
Mm.
You know, you have a major thrust in physiognomy, and you know, face your jaw, the expression of there is that you have a very strong will, but your energy, it tends to get focused there. And of course, you know, the different parts of the teeth and the gums all reflex with all the nerve networks of the entire body. And so being strong-willed, where there's, you know, a strength in excess can be a weakness. When I say that, that's for all of us. And everyone's bioenergetics are completely unique, and they'll be, you know, there's completely different. Tuning into that from multiple, I call it holographic perspective. You know, I used to work with in my clinics, I used to work with iridology, the eye being a window to the entire body, as well as, of course, reflexology. I work with phrenology, oriental face diagnosis. You get a pretty good read on people once you get into all these different modalities.
Yep.
Get into the holistic from these different perspectives, and you see a repeating pattern or a common pattern, you get a kind of common sense what's going on. Then you can ask clinical nutritional deficiency, questions that, kind of tune into other factors that correspond to different organ systems. If different organ systems are involved, there's different vitamin and mineral requirements of different organ systems. And it's the law of correspondence. I mean, the laws of God are written in our inward parts in the most amazing holographic way. And, of course, medicine has completely compartmentalized all of that. And they used to teach iridology at the Harvard Medical School.
Really?
Yeah, in the 1920s. And the reason they stopped doing it is because Rockefeller took over the system, basically, and created a monopoly, a drug-based monopoly, and they wanted to get doctors no longer going to people's homes, making house calls, and you had to go to them and pay them more because, they were going to get these miracle drugs that Rockefeller was manufacturing. Anyway, most people have no idea of the history of the medical-industrial complex and how it started, but they taught things like iridology because the doctors would, they were into holistic, natural cure, how to heal naturally. And you can see where there's toxic settlement in the body. You can see, and of course, drugs cause toxic settlement in the body. So, they didn't want to be teaching iridology anymore. the new community standard medicine that Rockefeller got the legislators, he financed legislation, like they do now, like they'll write the entire legislation, and the lobbies will go in, and then the legislators, they pay them off to approve the legislation.
Yeah, what a world. What a world we live in. Now,
yeah.
I on my list for your listeners, the high blood pressure, irregular heartbeats, dizziness, which is number 20, the energy's trying to integrate into the body. And so... Again, give yourself, at least a day or two before you run off to a doctor to figure something out. The headaches are another thing. We have to be able to differentiate pressure from pain. As this new energy is coming, these energies are coming in, they want to come in through the crown chakra.
Uh-huh.
And if the crown chakra is blocked, then we tend to get... pressure and headaches, but you have to differentiate, is this pressure or is this really pain? And again, having a loving partnership with one's body, I think, is just so important. I've been teaching since the early 90s that our physical body needs to be the foundation of our financial portfolio. And we need to have basic understandings and of how the systems work within our bodies. We don't need to be the expert of experts, but we do need to know, like, for instance, when my colon backed up a couple weeks ago, I knew to massage from the right to the left to move through whatever was blocking in there. And a lot of people don't know simple things like that. So I think it's really important that we learn that. Respiratory issues, all this bronchial stuff and all these inhalers and all this stuff that are, what if the body gets scared and doesn't want to inhale the air, or it can't take in desert air. It needs mountain air or ocean air or something like that. And so that's really important. And one of the things, point number 29, friends no longer fit with who you are. This is so painful for so many of us because when we meet somebody, we kind of think we need to spend the rest of our lives with them and just be grateful for having that friendship. But people come and go in our lives, and they're also a vibrational frequency. And so what happens is that sometimes we just have to let them go because they don't fit anymore. And another thing is, or another clue that I really like that's a lot of fun, you go into the kitchen and you go, you know, I'm really hungry, but there's absolutely nothing. I open up the cabinets, open up the refrigerator, open up the nothing I want to eat. That's a real clue that you're in an energy shift. Another one is when you look in your closet and you go, there's nothing here I want to wear. I actually wore this stuff. But when the integration happens, oftentimes you can go back and you go, well, what was I thinking? This is just fine. But sometimes you just need to take a whole bunch of that stuff into a secondhand store. And now I want to talk before, because we got time is ticking here, literally. 15 things that your listeners can do to empower themselves. And the first thing is when they're going through a major energy shift is really be compassionate and kind to yourself and slow everything down. Be able to take a nap if you need to take a nap and get a massage, energy work. I noticed you're lovely.
Or when appropriate, speed everything up. If things are, when I say that, there's times to slow everything down.
Well, obviously, you don't live in Southern California.
Oh, well, it's like sometimes, you know, the expression is if I went through a period of depression in my life, and I got into speeding things up, and I came out of it. And it was like I just slowed down to where I was like malaise. And I just had to basically jumpstart my system, and I came out of it. So, it again, with different body types, it all depends what cycle and energy. And so, a lot of this counsel is you know just general. But you know, and the tendency is, of course, is to take one's own situation and generalize that. You know, what works for oneself is for others. But we're also completely unique, and it really requires. You know how it is, like counseling with business. You know how it is tuning into individuals and their strengths and undeveloped areas and how to balance them out to help them. You know, with success strategies with their business, with their life, and it's just totally unique. It's you know there's no shotgun approach.
Exactly.
There's no rifle shot approach. Sometimes it's completely different approaches.
I really liked your graphic, The Effects of Walking Barefoot for 5 Minutes Every Day. I have a small lake up here in Crestline, and it's the home of Lake Gregory. And it takes me about 70 minutes to walk around it. And, of course, I can't do it this way in the winter, but I can now walk all the way around my lake barefoot.
Oh, that is really cool.
Oh, and I have shoe leather almost 4 feet, you know, for the bottom of my feet. But I also started thinking, well, wait a second, you know, I need to get my feet wet, so why don't I walk on the shoreline and get my, you know, go splish-splashing in the water and then walk as well. And I have been practicing earthing and grounding now consciously since the end of 2012. And I'm from a farm in Wisconsin, and you know, we didn't wear the kinds of shoes and stuff when I was growing up that we're wearing today. And when I'm working, I have to either be in socks or barefoot. I'm what they call a conscious channel, and so stuff just flows through me. But if I put shoes on, either the confinement of the shoes or the fabric of the shoes or whatever restricts me, and
you're not grounded. You're not grounded.
No, that's
you're not grounded. In other words, there's not a bioenergetic connection with the earth, which is huge.
Well, and I also sing, and when I sing, I like to be barefoot. And when I'm dancing, don't put shoes on my feet. You know, I mean, So I really want to suggest if anyone who's listening doesn't know about earthing, go to the website, and because we can, through connecting to Mother Earth, who's already shifted. You know, the reset button is pushed. Mother Earth is not functioning in third-dimensional energies. I would say fourth, fifth, sixth, and maybe beyond. And
yeah.
So what I've been doing personally and just really highly recommending is that people lay on the ground, get a cotton blanket or a wool blanket, and just lay right on the ground, on your back, on your stomach, and do that for 15 minutes to an hour. And it's just amazing how you don't need to know all the details, but the energy just aligns. It's like tuning a guitar, you know, or tuning a piano. Our bodies get tuned to these new frequencies, and it doesn't cost us anything.
Oh, that's one of my favorite things, to go to the park and lay right by the big, giant trees and put my head by it and just lay right on the ground. You know, that's one of my favorite things, you know, for grounding. And
Well, and a lot of times we just, you know, we've gotten very disconnected from nature. And I go back to my roots, which was, you know, a 250-acre farm with cows and pigs and chickens and all those things. And we grew our own foods. And so, you know, we ate the foods that were there in season. And
yeah.
And so when it was berry time, we got berries. When it was apple time, we got apples. And we were so much more in alignment with nature. But right now, so many people moved off the farms and thought they were, you know, moving into more, you know, sophisticated lifestyle or whatever, and they really have cut themselves off from the energy of the earth. And in the movie Grounded, I just love where he does the experiment with the sunflowers. And he puts one in a grounded vase, one bouquet of flowers, and another one not grounded. And the ones that were in the grounded vase would last 30 to 45 days and look like brand new.
Wow.
And really, to me, that says it all, because that's what we've done. And if you take a rose and cut it off of a bush, you know it's got a limited life.
Yeah,
and yet we're living that way. And I began to practice this more in my life, I have a pad underneath my desk, so my feet are on that during the day. And then I learned about our animals and how our pets are getting the same kind of illnesses that we are. And then I began to realize that, wait a second, you know, my cats, even though I live in a place where I felt it was not okay to let them out, they're very smart. And the first thing they do when they go outside, they roll in the dirt. And we've got silica in this dirt. And they get so dirty. And they are so happy. And they're totally different personalities than when I lock them in my house.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, that's what happens to people.
Yeah, but it was so, you know, it was slow, it was subtle. There was, you know, we started moving off the farms and moving out of the into the industrial age, and you know, the late 1800s, and it sort of just naturally evolved. And I just think that individual responsibility is so important right now. We need to take responsibility for our thoughts, for our feelings, for our actions, non-actions. You know, we just need to take back our power from anyone and everything that we gave it to. And one of my favorite things is to teach people about bioenergetic wellness. And you know,
I'd love to do a show on that. We're going to.
I think we really need to.
We're going to have to do a wrap on this one. But that bioenergetic wellness and the material you have on that, and the seminars you've done on that—I mean, you've done so many different seminars with fascinating stuff. But this bioenergetic wellness is a whole other subject. I really think we should do a show on that.
Okay, we can do that. So,
okay.
One of the things that people really need to do also is. I started working in customer service when I was 15 in an office, and I've had a telephone to my left ear forever. Well, I have to use a headset. I have to use a landline. I can't have electronics by my head. And so it's really important that people learn about EMFs, and that just because we have the technology doesn't mean it's safe.
Yeah.
And when all of this stuff starts coming out, more and more about what's happening to people's brains and so on, I think...
And some people are more sensitive to EMFs than others, and they don't realize that their sensitivities to electromagnetic pollution from different things is what, I mean, there's all kinds of causes of this can really cause major physical
and manic depression
problems. and depression.
Depression. I had a client who was working inside an office building within a school building, and she had fluorescent lights above her. She had electronics all the way around her.
Oh my goodness!
And little did she know that she was really sensitive to electronics. Well, I have this a Tesla energy machine, and I had her. She was so bad, she thought she had to go get depression pills, you know. So instead, I said, give me 3 sessions with you. And we cleared her field of all of those electronics, and she was a happy camper.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
and so, again, you know, some people are going to be more susceptible to those symptoms than other symptoms, but we just have to pay attention. And I think the body is so amazing because it has this adaptability factor. And it will make adaptations, you know, one right after another. And soon we are not working with our own body. We're working with, an adaptation of an adaptation. I suggest that just really pay attention in the moment. You know, get out in nature as much as possible. Concrete is better than blacktop. You know, if you have to be on something, concrete is certainly better. The elemental kingdom is here to support us, and we are part of that elemental kingdom.
Well, we got to do a wrap here, Janine.
All righty.
So tune in to visionariesuniversity.org for more information on Janine. Janine, I'm grateful for you being on the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. And keep the faith and see the good. Make it so.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.